here's a story from The World.
The airlines are in trouble. Tens of thousands of jobs are on the line. Today, there's renewed talk in Washington about a coronavirus relief package for airlines in the U.S. Internationally, some airline companies are coming up with new ways to make money and keep workers on the payroll. From Toronto, Anita Elash has this report.
When Chris Ryder flies to Vancouver from his home in Whitehorse in northern Canada, he always goes with a locally owned airline called Air North. One big reason is the food.
It's actually one of the best things about Air North.
One of the standouts is the bison shepherd's pie.
That's not normal airline food, no matter where you fly.
Ryder hasn't stepped onto a plane since the end of February, so when he heard that Air North was offering frozen in-flight meals for home delivery, he snapped up 20 of them.
They deliver it on a little, put it down on a little table. It's almost like that white tablecloth service, but the best part was that they also left a couple of cookies.
The home delivery service is one way Air North has adapted its business to try to stay afloat during the pandemic. Other airlines around the world have been even more ambitious. Canada's biggest airline, Air Canada, is trying to lure customers back by offering a fixed price ticket for unlimited travel over 3 months. Qantas in Australia has sold items it normally gives to first-class passengers only, things like 10,000 sets of Qantas pajamas. It also sold fully stocked bar carts from its 747s. Then, last month, the airline offered a special non-stop, physically distanced flight.
A seven-hour journey to nowhere. Well, Sydney to Sydney, actually, but non-stop, with a Neil Perry menu.
Qantas said the flight sold out in 10 minutes. Kevin Bryan, an economist at the University of Toronto's Rotman School of Business, says airline companies have always been good at innovating, but he says this time is different.
The restrictions on what airlines are allowed to do or what they'll want to do, given the customers won't fly if they have to quarantine when they land, especially if they quarantine for 2 weeks, it makes it very challenging, not just in the U.S., but worldwide.
Bryan says there's not much money in any of these initiatives, but since airlines already own their planes, they don't have a whole lot to lose.
You know, if you had to rent out a whole new plane in order to fly in a circle on a flight to nowhere, no one would do it. But if you got the plane sitting on the runway anyway, that's essentially just all profit anyone you can put in a seat.
Of course, this is also about public relations. Joe Sparling is president of Air North.
Selling the meals around town, and that's going to save the airline.
But Sparling says the airline's new home delivery food service has kept a good part of its catering staff up in Whitehorse working, and they're using local food products too.
Yukon is a bit of a microcosm of Canada as a whole, and you know, to get through this pandemic with as minimum impact on the territory, we have to encourage people to look after one another by, you know, supporting local businesses.
Air North hasn't entirely avoided layoffs, though. It's operating with just over half its regular staff. The bigger Canadian airlines are also in deep trouble. They've laid off more than 30,000 workers, and labor unions say more job losses are likely unless they get help from the government. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.